Blitz, KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Are you ready?
Hey, you think you could tell us what to do? You think you could tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters.
Break it down. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow from Sam Houston Race Park. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE Factory Approved Warehouse Outlet.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780 ESPN is your number for the HRMP listener line. 713-780 ESPN. Can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler. F-A-O-U-R. At AJ is the real. At Jon Snow with a zero. I don't know. At Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And if you miss the first hour, you miss a little football talk, you miss a little inauguration talk, you missed an appearance from Bob Arum. And, yeah, fun stuff.
Not for everybody, Fred.
Really?
Nick is not happy about it. He says, this bit is bleeping horrible and your show sucks. I turned my car on after work and it's still on ESPN from JG and Raheel. So.
Well, find another channel. You're welcome to. We're not for everybody. We're not for, I'll tell you, we're not for communists. We're not for people who kill babies. We're not for a-holes. We're for the people. So if you're one of the above, that's all right. You don't need to listen. 936. AJ, please tell me one thing Trump has said that's racist, because illegal and Muslim are not racist. Dudes, lighten up. Lighten the F up. By the way, I keep getting asked this. We're out here at Sam Houston Race Park. We're about 59 minutes from 50 Cent Beer. Which is always a good thing. And I keep getting asked whether or not they race in the rain. They do race in the rain. The only time they ever cancel races is if it's a dangerous storm. And I just walked outside to check. It's barely even sprinkling here.
Yeah, we'll be all right.
So, yeah, come on out.
It does mean they probably won't run on the turf, right?
Yeah, that's the only thing. And we'll find that out at 6 o'clock if it's still scheduled for the turf.
If a race is scheduled for the turf and they can't run on the turf, do they run that on the dirt?
They run that on the dirt.
Okay.
And I would also point out that on the tip sheet that I have out here, I can't change my picks. But if you go to the ones that I put on Houston Sports and stuff, I tell you which horses to use if they take the race off the turf.
Okay.
So, because I have to turn those in early in the week, and I can't really change anything. So, yeah, if you go to the – I posted it yesterday, but it's just a look at all the races. And I put on there, if this comes off the turf, I like these horses. So, I've got you set for both.
All right.
713-780-ESPN. What about a Game of Thrones baby killing? That's okay. We accept that because you like Game of Thrones. It kind of mitigates the
right.
baby killing. Disco says,
uh-oh.
Okay, that's...
School's out.
That means that wagering is now open.
Oh, okay.
And, yeah, I think at some point he'll come on and tell us track condition. I think at 6 o'clock they'll do that. But opening night and going to be a very good meet. They've got some big stakes races here. And Sunday, January 29th, the $400,000 Houston Ladies Classic, which I just realized I'm supposed to be here for. And guess what day I booked the freight elevator to move?
What day?
Sunday, January 29th.
Oh.
Yep. Can't wait to break that one to the wife. You're going to have to do this yourself. That's going to go over real well.
Yeah.
Oh, well. Somebody asked Deadpool question. Did anyone have Miguel Ferrer?
I don't think so.
No. That would have been a good one. He's not... Because he would have been worth some points. He's not that old.
Yeah, I don't think he's that old. But
Hey, Jose Ferrer was really old. But Miguel was, I'm going to guess, 60.
62.
Ooh, okay. Okay. That's a lot of points.
Yeah.
Because that's not a good run. Did he have drug problems or something?
I don't know. Did he ever? I don't know him. Like, I know him from RoboCop, but that's it. What else did he do?
That's probably his biggest role. I've seen him in other stuff, but nothing huge.
He's another one of those guys who, when I heard his name, I was like,
Who? And then you see him?
And yeah, and like, then you see his face, and you're like, oh, yeah, I know that guy. He's famous. It's like the guy that, the sir, whatever his name is, that it's on your...
Yeah, it's like, okay, I know that guy.
I was like, I never heard of that guy before, and then I saw him, and I was like, oh, that's him, yeah.
Yeah.
And then I saw this guy, and I was like, oh, that's the guy from, it's Mr. Morton from RoboCop.
Yeah.
But I don't know
I
what
had
else
to kill
he does.
Bob Morton because he made a mistake. Now it's time to erase that mistake. So by your draconic rules of the Deadpool, he would still be eligible.
He would be eligible, okay. Yeah. Because I saw him and I'm like, oh, yeah, he's famous.
You know him as famous, so therefore. All right, you want to talk about the games a little bit? Because I know you've got more betting opinions on this than I do. And Falcons and Packers, I think, is going to be one. That's one of those games I just want to sit with a beer and enjoy. That number's bounced around a little bit. I think the Falcons win, but I really think it's going to be close. And I guess in the back of my mind, the reason I don't want to play this is I feel like the Falcons are the better team, and I think they're going to win the football game. But I still have this fear that if it's a close game and the pressure's on, Matt Ryan will make a critical mistake because I've seen it too many times. And he's been so great this year, and I should be able to just say, nah, that's not going to happen.
Yeah. But I understand the concern.
But if he gets into a shootout, and I think this is going to be a shootout, much like Green Bay and Dallas was, I could just see him making that one mistake that winds up costing the team. And that's why I can't bet it, because everything in my head tells me, oh, yeah, the Falcons are going to cover.
Yeah.
But I still have that one fear, so I'm not going to play it. But I think the Falcons win the football game, and I think it's going to be a 38-35 type shootout. That over-under at 61 – I'm tempted to take it anyway. There's no way I could take the under with these two teams.
No.
In any situation.
Especially with the Falcons' record against the total.
They've been money all year. That's one. Them and the Saints were the two teams that I was hammering overs on most of the season off and on, and it worked out great. It worked out great again last week, too. But I know you have a stronger opinion on the game than I do, so let's give the people yours.
I'm on the Falcons. I just think that the – And the number's at 5.5. I took it yesterday at 5. I wanted it to get back to 4. It's never going to get back to 4. So I'm locked in at 5, but I would take it anywhere at 6.5 and under. I just think that the secondary problems that the Packers have are going to be too much to overcome. And it's going to be really hard for them to get stops with any kind of consistency with that defense. And Dak Prescott threw for 300-plus yards on the Packers last week. He's done that twice this year. Aaron Rodgers has thrown for 400 yards, you know, multiple times this year. It's the
Matt
offense
Ryan, I mean.
Or Matt Ryan. It's just a well-oiled machine.
And it's also a passing-oriented offense, much more so than what the Cowboys are.
Yeah. So if the Cowboys were able to expose that secondary, imagine what Matt Ryan and Julio Jones will do. I think that, to me, is the overriding factor. I think Aaron Rodgers is great. I hate betting against Aaron Rodgers in the playoffs because he's so money. But on paper, if you take away the, you know.
If you take the names off the team.
Right.
Yeah.
If you've just watched them wearing a red jersey and a blue jersey, and you're like, man, that red team is good. and the blue jersey, you know, obviously just making up colors, but. The Packers, if you take away that mystique that it's the Packers, and you take away the whatever the opposite of mystique is, that's the Falcons, where you just expect them to lose in a big game, the Falcons are just a better team than them, I think, a more complete team. They can run the ball. Packers can't run the ball. The Falcons just they've got so many ways to beat you.
And they're fun to watch. They really are. But I can't bring myself to do it. If I had to, I would go the other way, simply because I have a sneaking suspicion that when the pressure's on, there's going to be a critical mistake, and I don't anticipate Aaron Rodgers being the guy to make that mistake. The other game I do have a little bit of an opinion on. I think the Steelers are my favorite team to watch in all of football. I love Big Ben. I love watching him fling it to Antonio Brown. I love Le'Veon Bell. They've got so many talented guys on that offense. But this whole narrative that's evolved about Tom Brady's last two playoff games have not been very good. Well, one of them was at Denver against a historically good defense. He still threw for over 300 yards.
Yeah.
And last week against the Texans, that Texans defense was playing great. They're no joke. The Steelers don't have that kind of defense. And as much as I would like to pick the Steelers, because I picked them to go to the Super Bowl before the season, I think this is one. It's another one where Big Ben tends to make mistakes against the Patriots. Tom Brady always seems to bring his A game. I think the Patriots win this, and I think they cover the 6 points. And I will be betting on that.
Yeah, I'm on that as well. I'm on it at 5 when it opened. Same thing. I'd like it under 6.5 or under. The Steelers, they're defensively, they're better. They're better than they've been in a few years, I think. I just can't lead myself to think that they're going to find a way to solve this Patriots puzzle that really they've solved, what, twice out of the last 10 times that they faced each other.
Yeah.
The Patriots are just such a difficult task for them. And sometimes the games are close. Usually they're not. And I tend to think that the Patriots do this and move on to the Super Bowl. And I think the home field advantage plays a big role. If it were at Heinz, I'd give them a little bit more of a shot. But in this case, I just got to say, I think it's the Patriots.
Game you would most like to see, the two teams you would most like to see come to Houston for Super Bowl Jet Li.
I think it's the two teams that I think I'm going to see. Falcon Steelers would be interesting. I mean, really,
you're not going to go wrong with any of these.
Yeah, there's no matchup. Yeah. There's going to be a great matchup. I'll tell you what I'm not really interested in. I went to a Super Bowl in Dallas and I saw the Packers and Steelers play. It'd be nice to see a different couple teams, different
combinations.
Yeah. But if it's the Packers Pats or Falcons Pats or Falcons Steelers, it's all good to me.
All right. Well, there you go. There you have it. Somebody asked me, can you explain the turf thing? Are the races always on turf, and why would they pull them off? There's two tracks here. There's a dirt track and a turf course, which is grass. When it rains too much and that course gets wet, they will put the races on the main track so as not to tear up the course. So it's just like a fairway in golf, if you think about it that way. If you don't take the carts on the fairway when it's wet.
Right.
Yeah, so it's the exact same thing as
cart
that.
Path only.
Cart path only is essentially
what it boils down
yeah,
to
yeah. So hopefully that explains it. All right, guys, you want to sleep better? You want to get a great mattress? Matter of fact, guess where I'm going next week?
Where are you going?
I'm going to Texas Mattress Makers because I'm going to need another mattress. And where else am I going to go? And you want your mind and body better prepared for a great 2017 after a night of deep, restful sleep? I can't wait to get my hands on one of those Athens. Those are just terrific beds. They've got so many cool beds there now. And they're going to put you on the bed that you sleep that's going to give you the best sleep. And right now, you can get pocketed coil king-size beds starting at just $499 for the set. If you think about that, that is amazing because the quality is great. They know what they're doing. They're making them right there at the factory and selling them directly to you. So you're going to get great quality. You're going to sleep like a champ, and you're going to save a bunch of money. What else do you want to do? And Lax and Yuval and the gang, they're all fantastic. They're cool people, family-run business. And Rachel and everybody there are just going to make you comfortable, and you're going to walk out of there feeling better about what you bought. They're also going to try to send you to the Big Texas Party. You've got a chance to win 2 VIP tickets, all-you-can-eat food and drink. You know how that party works. Every purchase gets you an entry. And if you spend more than $1,000, guess what? You get 2 entries. So not only are you going to sleep better, you're going to save money, you're going to get a great mattress, you're going to get a chance to go to the party with us. Visit them today, Texas Mattress Makers, 4619 Navigation at the corner with Lockwood. Tell them I sent you. They take care of the Blitzers. Texas Mattress Makers, the best sleep at the best price, guaranteed.
Listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
All right.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow from Sam Houston Race Park. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz live here at Sam Houston Race Park. And I have a little breaking news from the track here.
I was told if I bet against the Steelers, I'm going to lose.
Well, it wouldn't be the first
time. He's tried to warn me.
It wouldn't be the first time you've lost money.
He's tried to warn me.
And probably won't be the last time either.
No.
But I will be losing it along with you.
Some fools never learn, Fred. I am one of those fools.
That's true. What are you going to do? Just talking to somebody from the track here. And as of now, the races are still scheduled to be on the turf course. unless a storm comes through, and I'm told the radar doesn't look good. So there is kind of a nasty little storm not too far away. So you probably want to get out here now and start drinking. That would be my suggestion.
The Tom Brady era.
Yeah.
The Patriots are 9-3 against the Steelers.
Okay. Steelers have been pretty good in that stretch.
Yeah.
And goodness gracious, there's not going to be any shame in losing to the Patriots. Just like there's no real shame in the Texans losing to the Patriots. The Patriots are better than the Texans. And I think right now the Patriots are the more complete team. I think they're better defensively than the Steelers are, even though Steelers' defense has played well. But that, you know, it's just my opinion on how the game is going to go. And if you're a Steelers fan, then I mean, I'm going to be okay either way. I'm either going to win money or I'm going to be right about my team in the Super Bowl, who I picked.
Either way works for you.
Yeah, I'm okay. So I'm going to wake up some.
I'm not 100% sure. But I think that – who do you remember who the other team you picked with the Steelers was?
I think it was the Seahawks. I'm not sure.
Okay.
It was either the Seahawks. Default, I almost always pick Packers-Patriots.
I picked Patriots-Cardinals.
Yeah.
So it turns out I was at least half wrong.
Yeah.
Because I think the Cardinals are eliminated from contention.
Yeah, I took Steelers, and I think the other one was Seahawks. I'd have to go back and listen. I don't remember because I was between Seattle and Green Bay.
At least both years made the playoffs.
Yeah, there was that. There was that. But
at least both years had a winning record.
Well, there was one year I picked the Saints, and they totally sucked. Because I thought they had fixed their defense that year.
And, turns out they hadn't.
Yeah, and people still are like, oh, you don't know anything. You picked the Saints. Yeah, well, I was wrong.
I just don't know anything. Yeah. I'm okay accepting that.
Yeah, definitely. 713-780-3776 if you want to text the show. And, yes, R.J. Bell will be joining us next segment, as always. So that will be
get his thoughts. I'm curious.
I usually we get notes from R.J., but most of the time we don't really need them because you know, we've done this with him.
Well, especially when there's only two games.
Yeah, yeah, and – yeah, he'll break them down for you, and I think he'll – and he's really an interesting case when it comes to the Steelers because he grew up a Steelers fan.
Right.
And that doesn't
– but he was also fully convinced that the Steelers were going to lose last week.
Yeah, he was.
So he's pretty honest about them, yeah. at least the
– I've noticed he's probably judges the Steelers a little more harshly than – the average person, just like I think we might be judging the Texans a little more harshly than most people because we watch them so much.
Right.
And the more you watch a team, the more you focus on their flaws. And I don't think the Steelers have a lot of flaws other than you know, defensively, they can be had.
Yeah.
And Tom Brady.
I'm not taking the Patriots because I believe the Steelers have flaws. I think the Steelers are really good, you know, particularly on offense.
That's the thing. Both these teams are really good. And if you're a fan of one of them, you're going to say, oh, well, my team's going to win. And I get that. But I'm not going to be surprised by any result this weekend. I'm really not.
It's just hard for me to say, yeah, I expect Tom Brady to lose a playoff game just because he doesn't do it very often.
Yeah, I'm not buying the whole, oh, his last two playoff games haven't been any good. Well, how was his regular season, just out of curiosity? How many interceptions did he throw in those 12 games? I forget. It was something like 0-2. And I also think that's just being overly simplistic because you're not looking at who he was actually going up against. And both the Broncos and the Texans were you know, both those were really good defenses that had good schemes against him and gave him trouble. And guess what happened? He still covered the spread last week. Even with that, now part of that was Brock Osweiler.
Had a horrible game. Brady had a horrible game. They still covered. You know, I mean, that's – and obviously I don't expect the Steelers to have as bad of a game as the Texans. I don't think the Patriots have as bad of a game as they did either.
No, I think that's what I think is getting lost. This team can play much better than it did last week. They were – I don't know if it was a layoff or it was just that the Texans did a really good job of slowing certain things down. And even so, we talk about how well the Texans played in the first half. Almost as well as you could ask them to play. Forced turnovers. They were still losing at the half. And they were, okay, within 8 points in the they were within 8 points in the fourth quarter. Big whoop. I mean, that
celebrate the small victories.
Yeah, that makes it.
That's moral victory Monday talk, Fred.
Yeah, it is. And I think when you look at it in the end, the Patriots are going to, hey, they may make a play in special teams. They always come up with something like that in the playoffs. that changes the game around. And I think you could see that. So 713-780-ESPN. What about the Pats' overrated defense? They faced horrible all year. Wilson was the only good quarterback, and they lost.
I disagree that the Pats have a horrible defense.
No, I do agree that they didn't face a ton of high-caliber quarterbacks, but what their defense did over the second half of the season was pretty damn impressive. And, yeah, the first time they played the Steelers, Roethlisberger wasn't there. They got better. This is the thing that just about the Patriots that just gets me. And they get rid of a guy like Jamie Collins, and they get better.
Yeah.
They cut guys like – just let him go. Trade him to the Browns. We're not going to be able to pay him. Oh, well. In season, and your defense gets better.
So. And, I mean, on the other side of that, you could say that, you know, Pittsburgh earlier this year lost a game to Carson Wentz. They lost a game to Ryan Tannehill. Like, you know, so they.
Yeah, and I want to know what great quarterbacks they were feasting on down the stretch. And because, you know, they didn't face a ton of great ones either. So.
They did beat Joe Flacco down the stretch, and I give him credit for
that. Although Flacco had one of his worst seasons and was not playing well. If you go
that
back,
game, he played pretty well, though.
He did.
The Steelers just bested them. That was a great game. Yeah. Probably my favorite football game of the season so far.
Great ending, too.
But that was just
The Antonio Brown catch, yeah.
Yeah, they beat Cleveland, Baltimore, Cincy, Buffalo, the Giants, the Colts, Browns, and then they lost Cowboys, Ravens, Pats, Dolphins all in a row.
That was when Ben was hurt and out. With a couple of exceptions there. He wasn't 100% until they got out of that stretch and he started playing better. But Lamont says he's been listening to tons of Boston radio, and those guys up there say this Pats team is not as good as their record. And, again, I think that gets to what we're talking about. You tend to see the flaws more. I think they are very good, and I've seen a lot of them this year, and I think I've seen every Patriots game at least once. And I think offensively you'd like to have Gronk, but they do such a good job with their matchups, and Brady does such a good job of distributing the ball. It doesn't always look sexy, but it works.
Well, the other thing is, I mean, the Steelers, at the end of the day, they want Le'Veon Bell to go. That's what makes them go.
Yeah.
And, you know, the Texans knew this last week. They needed Lamar Miller to have a big game. The Patriots have, the last 24 games, have not allowed a 90-yard rusher. I don't know if they can hold Le'Veon under 90. Wouldn't shock me if they did, because that's a pretty good track record of holding guys under 90 yards.
Yeah.
But I think that's going to be a key thing for the Steelers, is they've got to get Le'Veon Bell going. They really need him to run the ball well.
Well, and what I would expect the Patriots to do is try to take away Antonio Brown as much as possible, which is easier said than done. But do that, and then, you know, do your best to stop Bell. And if you can do that, get a few stops. And Ben will make an occasional mistake. And if he does that against these Patriots, I think they'll take advantage of it. Somebody says, when you say teams have a great record against the spread or on the over, are you really saying Vegas just pretty consistently put bad lines or numbers on that team's games? Or is it luck? Surely the numbers each game don't impact
Listen,
how a team plays, right?
With the Falcons, they pushed the number went up consistently. Yeah. Like the number that they expected the Falcons to score each week kept going up, and they kept scoring more and more. That's what it means, their offense continued to improve.
They were fantastic. They were much better on offense than anybody thought they would be this year, and that was part of it. But, yeah, I do think, though, it was about halfway through the season before Vegas realized that was going on with the overs.
Yeah.
And they kept pushing them up, and they got this one at 61. And I would just ask, if you're looking at it reasonably, then that's an awful high number for an NFL game. It really is.
But it's about average for a Falcons game this year.
So,
and then you consider that the Packers are on the other side.
Right.
It wouldn't shock me at all if it goes well over.
But that's the thing. I think Vegas didn't really screw up. It's just the Falcons turned out to be much better offensively than people expected. And if you go back and look at the difference between last year's Falcons and this year's Falcons, go look at how many red zone turnovers they had last year. That offense was really good until it got in the red zone. Well, they eliminated that. And
I mean, Kyle Shanahan's made a huge difference for that.
He has. He has, and that's why he's going to be the next 49ers head coach, it looks like. And I wish him luck there. But
thoughts and prayers.
Yeah, thoughts and prayers. But it is Yeah, it's – and Vegas is trying to get a number that's going to get action on both sides. And, you know, that's why it's so much fun to study these things and study these trends throughout the season. When you find one like that and you can take advantage of it, you just keep taking advantage of it until Vegas takes it away, because guess what? Sooner or later they're going to.
Yeah.
713-780-ESPN if you want to text the show. And
I also probably lean to the under in the other game.
I think I'm with you on that.
Just because, I mean, man, you saw the Steelers' offense last week just wasn't the same. And the Chiefs are good, you know, and the Patriots are obviously better than the Chiefs are on offense, so I could see that number going up. But I think this is another sort of grinded out game where, you know, it.
What number are you seeing on the total right now?
For the Patriots?
Yeah.
Is 51.
Yeah, see, I kind of think this one's going to be like 31-20. So,
oh, okay.
Yeah, I mean, it's right there. I might
be like 24-14, something like that.
Yeah,
that might be.
I think that's possible too. I think that's possible too. But I do trust the Steelers' offense to get some points. So I'm not gonna. It's another one. I can't. I'll just take the Patriots against the give up the points and go from there. Hey guys, if you give up a vehicle you're not using anymore, if you donate it, good things are going to happen. Great things are going to happen. And, you know, maybe, unfortunately, you got one of these, you know, stuck in the flood, and now you don't know what to do with it. Maybe you were going to sell it. Maybe you were going to get it fixed up again. Maybe you were going to trade it in. It's not in that great a shape. Well, how about this? How about you donate it? It could be a car, a truck, a motorcycle, a boat, RV. Doesn't matter what kind of shape it's in. Four-wheeler, you know, tractor. It'll take a tractor, forklift. If that thing's just sitting around and you don't know what to do with it, give them a call. They're going to come and tow it free of charge. They'll process all the paperwork, and your donation is tax deductible, which is a great, great thing. And if you donate today, tell them you heard about it on the Blitz, you're going to get a $50 Visa gift card, too. They're just their way of saying thank you. And that money goes to help kids at Houston Can Academies. These are kids who've dropped out of other schools. A lot of good kids that just had issues. Maybe they had to get a job. There's all kinds of reasons they had to drop out. Houston Can Academy takes them in, works around whatever those problems are, gives them a second chance. So many of them go on to do great, great things. All you have to do, pick up the phone, 713-225-4226, 713-225-4226, or go online to HoustonCarsForKids.com. Right off the car, not the kid.
ESPN 97.5. This segment with R.J. Bell is brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com,
a GE factory-approved warehouse outlet.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz, live here at Sam Houston Race Park, about 26 minutes away from 50 Cent Beer, and about an hour and 26 minutes away from the first race of the meet. And so we've been talking a little gambling. We're going to talk a lot more gambling. Always the best segment of the week. Joining us now, as he always does, the mastermind of pregame.com, the guru of all gambling in America, our good friend RJ Bell. What's going on, RJ?
The Count of Monte Fisto. Oh, wait, that was Apollo Creed. Sorry.
That could be a porn name, too.
Yeah, I thought that was a gay porno.
Remember in Rocky II, they're taping it up, and his manager goes, "Everyone loves you, to Apollo. Kids love you. Old people love you." I always thought that was funny.
Can we agree Rocky II, besides Rocky V, is the worst of the Rocky movies?
You know what's funny? I agree, because Rocky I was an art movie. That's what people don't realize. It won Best Oscar. It was very artistic. Rocky II, Stallone directed. He tried to make it arty, but then it all changes, though. It pivots. When they're in the hospital room and Adrian had the baby, and she goes, "Just do one thing for me, Rock. Just do one thing." And he leans in and goes, "What? What?" She goes, "Win." And then Mickey's like half asleep in the corner. He wakes up and he says, "What are we waiting for?" And the music kicks off. That's when Rocky II kicks off.
Best Rocky, Rocky III or Rocky IV?
Rocky I.
That's your favorite.
Oh, my gosh. At the end of Rocky I, when Mickey's this hardcore guy that got punched with nails. Remember that? right? And he's, you know, he's at the end of his life, and Rocky needs a father. And then, but he's so hardcore. When he goes down in the 14th, and Apollo's got his hands up in the air, right? And Mickey's going, stay down, stay down. And Rocky gets up, like crawls up the ropes, and Mickey can't believe it. Apollo can't believe it. And he walks over and gives him the two uppercuts to the ribs. From there to the end, when he's screaming for Adrian, and you hear the announcement in the background, and he doesn't even win. It's like Creed. And then he's just hugging Adrian. I mean, come on. That's the best last 15 minutes of any sports movie. Right or wrong?
I can tell we've struck a nerve here.
So, I'm a Rocky IV guy. I'm
all about Drago, yeah.
I mean, as a cartoon, I agree. It's a great cartoon.
That's absurd.
No doubt. Rocky
In this conversation, cut him off.
Well, let's get to the football because people really want your opinions, and we've talked about both these games a lot ourselves. I want to get yours. Let's start with the Patriots and Steelers because you're Steelers. I know you always have a little more insight on them than most simply because you follow them as closely as you do. How do you see this game going?
Yeah, it's a great example. If you can remain objective about your team, betting on or off your team, you should do best with your team, right? You got deepest insight. I like the Pats here. Now, it's not a strong pick. I'm not going to be betting it. And I do like the Falcons more, and we'll talk about that tease ahead to that. But here's the rationale. Pittsburgh is not a good road team. Is Big Ben this year at home has a passer rating of 117, which is super good, 20 touchdowns, 5 interceptions. And on the road, Big Ben, 9 touchdowns, 8 interceptions, passer rating of 78. So 117 at home, 78 on the road. Big, big difference. Now, you look at New England at home against the AFC. Now, you might say, why does that matter? Because whenever Belichick is more familiar with a team, he is even better because he can find those weaknesses at a deeper level than any other coach. Home games against the AFC, 26-9 against the spread. So New England, really good home team. Pittsburgh, below average road team, especially for a playoff team. Now, here is the stat of the week. This is like Rocky One level stuff here, this stat. Tom Brady versus the Steelers when coached by Tomlin, so the Tomlin era. 19 touchdowns, 0 interceptions, 315 yards per game, quarterback rating of 127. This is a guy, and, you know, I know it's Dick LeBeau, and now there's, you know, the new D.C. Butler, but it's a very simpler, you know, it's not as complex, but a very similar defense, still running the 3-4, obviously. And to me, I think Belichick has cracked the code of this defense. And that's the reasons I lean New England. Now, what causes me not to want to bet it is a couple of things. One, the Steelers defense. If you look at Football Outsiders, they rank the four, you know, all the defenses. Steelers are number 7 on the season defensively. Patriots are number 11. Now, points per game, Patriots are 1, but the sabermetrics say they're 11. Why is that? Because the Patriots played the weakest offenses of any team in the NFL, number 32 quality of offensive opposition. So you've got an overrated defense for New England, probably an underrated for Pittsburgh because they've been trending just, you know, Bud Dupree especially has been adding so much. And those young defense, they got 3 rookies playing. Burns at cornerback. They've got a nose tackle and their safety are rookies for the Steelers. They're trending upward. So if Pittsburgh's 7 on the season, they're certainly better than 7 on defense the last half of the season. So I think that's one thing. And I also think, lastly, you've got a Steelers team that has another gear. Usually in the NFL, teams don't have another gear. Houston, you know, in a way, it's it's kind of an indictment of Tomlin that they would go into Washington and get blown out. They would go into Miami and get blown out. This is almost like the Cleveland Cavs or, you know, different NBA teams that play hard some nights and don't others, where the Atlanta Hawks play hard every night. And when you get to the playoffs, teams like the Hawks don't do well because the other teams actually step up to that next gear in the playoffs. I think Pittsburgh, because they were so hit and miss during the regular season, has another gear, and maybe their whole season stats need to be thrown out, or at least, you know, amplified or jacked up a little bit because of that other gear. So that both of those things caused me to stay away from this game. But if I had to play it, it's really Belichick against Tomlin. And to me, Belichick's proven he's got Tomlin's number.
Well, let's look at the other game where,
But what do you guys think? What do you guys disagree with the most?
No, we're both on the Patriots this week. So I took that as soon as I saw the number come out, and it opened at 5, at least on my book. I was on it instantly. That was one that I wasn't going to wait around for a better number. I love the Patriots in this game.
Yeah, agreed. So cool.
Yeah, we're all in agreement on this one, and I think you and AJ are in agreement on the other one. I'm trying to make myself bet the Falcons, and there's something in the back of my mind that I look at this and say, if get Matt Ryan in a pressure situation in a close game, I still don't trust him to not screw up, and that's really all that's keeping me from pouncing on the Falcons because I think they're going to win the football game. What are your thoughts on
that?
This
game's up to 5.5. So, I mean, here's the thing, you know, be scared of Green Bay. I'm not sure the Falcons are worth a bet at this number, but I don't want Green Bay. And here's why. Whenever the sports books put up a number that a vast majority of casual bettors say, oh, my gosh, give me some of that. Now, they're thinking right now, I'm getting 5.5 against the Falcons, and I get Aaron Rodgers. Public's all over Green Bay. The fact this line's going up and not down is a sign the sharps are on Atlanta and they're not afraid to be, because in the playoffs, if it's sharps versus squares or pros versus Joes, as some say, the Joes bet much more money. I mean, upwards of 80% of the money on this game will be public, 20% will be professional. So when you have 20% lopsided one way and 80% lopsided the other, you would think the line's going to move towards the 80%. The fact it's moving the other way is these sports books telling the world we're not afraid of Green Bay money. Bring it on. And that makes me afraid, right? So I'm not anxious to bet Green Bay. The reason I'm not so anxious to bet Atlanta is how high this number is. I mean, sports betting has gotten so difficult the last couple years, last 10 years especially. If this were, you know, I've been betting since I was literally 15 years old, 1985. If this was even 1995, this line would be 2.5. It'd be the super public team with the great quarterback on a hot streak against the team that had a slightly better year, but, oh, they're not a public team. It'd be a little below the typical home field. It would. The fact that the difference between 2.5 and 5.5 is the difference between, like, a great, gigantically good bet that you make a big bet on versus, maybe I play a little pizza money on this or maybe I don't. One thing about Green Bay, though, you got to look at these injuries. I mean, their defensive backfield is banged up, and they have three receivers that are that are uncertain. Now, we all know Jordy Nelson, but the other two, Coach McCarthy said, if this were the regular season, neither would play. So if they're that banged up on offense and defense, and you've got a team that's won 8 straight must-win games, psychological, that's hard, and physical, winning all those games against an Atlanta team that had a bye 2 weeks ago and hasn't had a road game since before Christmas. Super rested, super tired, second straight road game for Green Bay. As we said, 9th straight must win. I think Atlanta's the right side. It's just expensive. So to me, it's Atlanta or pass. I'll probably pass.
Yeah, that's exactly where I am on that right now. I have all the same opinions on it. But you know what? When we asked for your prediction, you should have just said, prediction? Pain.
Pain. Well, that's a little Rocky III, right? Yeah, how about when Mr. T's, like, screaming at Adrian? Like, come here, woman. And, I mean, that was kind of – you got to wonder who wrote that script. Like, he said, I'll show you what a real man is.
Yeah, I think that was a mistake.
Kind of edgy.
That was a mistake on Clubber's part, because he let Rocky get to another level of anger, and I think that was a big mistake.
So killing Mickey wasn't enough.
Yeah,
Mickey wasn't enough.
It just made him seem like the ultimate bad guy, and that's what's so hokey about the entire series is every bad guy
they tried to make badder than the last bad guy until, like, Rocky IV, when they're like, we just got to make – it's got to be America versus Russia big. And they do that, and then – and then the last Rocky V, I mean, there was a real legitimate chance that Rocky could have contracted AIDS, and that was a scary prospect. So that made him the ultimate bad guy, Tommy Morrison.
Well, the funny thing about Rocky V is I think Stallone was worried about having a double chin. So the whole movie, he's wearing like this turtleneck up to like his chin. I never understood that. I will say this, though. Rocky Balboa, the one that came out like 6 or 7 years, 8 years ago, when he went and fought when he was like 60,
right?
Not bad.
Better than Rocky V for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
And the new Creed movie is actually pretty good too. So
I thought Creed was one of the top. I see 70 movies a year, more than in the theater, more than one a week. I think Creed was the fifth or sixth best movie of the year before.
Yeah. Hey, RJ, before we let you go. I agree with you on a lot of the things you said about the Falcons game, mostly, and the reason why I'm on the Falcons is because they can run the ball. I don't think Green Bay can, and because of all those injuries in the secondary that Green Bay is dealing with, I think it's going to be difficult to see Matt Ryan and Julio Jones. That total at 60.5, I'm all over the over. I've been on the over on almost every Falcons game this year, and I think there's something like 14-3 against the total going over this year. Does that number being so large, 60.5, does that scare you off of it?
Well, here's how large it is. This is the biggest total in NFL playoff history.
Wow.
And it's the second biggest total in NFL history. Imagine only one game, 2002, I think it was, against it was San Francisco played in a game. I have it. I can look it up as we're talking here. But is literally the second biggest total of all time. So to me, I just can't. Here's the thing that keeps me off the over is Atlanta's defense is actually, you know, middle of the pack. Let's call them 16. Right. So I think you have an all-time good offense with Atlanta. I think if you forget injuries a second, you have an all-time with Green Bay. But there was a question mark there, let's be honest. If you look at defense, if you count the injuries, Green Bay has a horrible defense. Bottom five in the league with the current roster of active players. But now if you have Atlanta as a, let's call middle of the pack 16 defense out of 32, it's like, should you have an all-time high total if one of the four position groups is average? It feels like this number should be 57 or 58, and it's just all the Aaron Rodgers talk has it up. And that difference between 57 and 61 is the difference between over and under, right? Is pro bettors, if they think the number should be 57, will bet under 61 all day and all night. Right. I will say this last thing. If you like Green Bay, I think it's correlated to the over. I think Atlanta gets their points no matter what. The only way Green Bay covers this spread is if it's a shootout and Aaron Rodgers just has a Herculean effort. And thus, Green Bay covers, I think there's a better than 50% chance the game goes over. Whenever there's a correlation, it's not 100% correlation, but if it's even 60% over if Green Bay covers, then the best way to do it is bet a two-teamer, Green Bay in the over, because of that correlation.
RJ, if I can change and you can change, maybe we can all change.
Hey, how about the one, though? I know we got to run, but how about, and look this up.
No, we
to
don't.
All
the we can just talk about this
yeah,
all
we,
day.
We can talk Rocky.
to all the listeners, all right, look this up on YouTube. Rocky IV, he comes back from his motorcycle ride, and Adrian's on the steps, and he's agreed to go fight in Russia. And it is the most crazy speech you've ever heard where he says, for him to beat me, he's got to be willing to die. And I'm willing to die. Is he willing to die? And it's just, he keeps saying die like 8 times. And Adrian's just looking down at him like, you are crazy. I mean, you guys remember that.
Oh, yeah. Of course. Yeah.
I mean, right. It's special. Let's just say that. It is special.
Well, we found another thing in common, RJ. So we'll look forward to talking to you again next week when we know which teams will be coming here to Houston. Thanks for the time, as always, my friend, and you have a great weekend.
Thank you.
All right, I got to tell you about mybookie.lv. If you want to get some of the action down, some of the stuff you heard us talking about, well, guess what? Mybookie.lv is your place to go. And the good thing is, if you win, if you jump on any of these teams and win, you don't have to wait weeks to collect your cash. That's one of the things that drives me nuts about a lot of these other sites. You win, takes forever to get your money. That's why thousands of online players have made the switch to MyBookie. It's an industry-leading website. They offer real Vegas odds, incredible player props. And you want to get on some pony action, they got that too. Live in-game action with odds updated in real time and fast, no-hassle payouts when you win. And if you want to get in this weekend, you haven't had a chance to yet, they're going to match 50% of your initial deposit. That's all the way up to $3,000. All you have to do is use promo code FRED to activate your offer. Visit MyBookie today or call 844-900-BETS. Open your account, start winning. Time to ditch your bookie. Got to check out MyBookie. That's MyBookie.lv. Sign up today. I first called you to join him.
Dear lady, can you hear the wind blow? This segment with RJ Bell was brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
Visit AcceptanceAppliance.com for all your home appliance needs.
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5, your home for Aggie sports. Stay sportsy.
And we're back on The Blitz, and we'll do Gym of the Day next segment because we went over a little bit there, which I'm never going to apologize for going over with
RJ. We tend to do that anyway.
Yeah, it's one of these days we just are going to have to say, you know what, we're doing the last two segments with RJ. That's just it. But little weather report for you because I did go outside to check. This is a scientific thing.
You stuck your finger in the air?
Yeah, there's a light rain out there. But I will say, kind of look off, and I'm not sure what direction that is. I think it's kind of west. That's not a good-looking storm.
Okay.
But I don't think it's
Is it apocalyptic level?
No, and I don't know that it's going to make it all the way here before it burns itself out. But obviously, if you're in a place where it's flooding, you're just going to have to...
Turn around, don't drown, right?
Turn around, don't drown. But if you're out and close, get your butt out here. This always reminds me of Allison. This is where I was during Allison. And in the old pavilion down on the other ends where they used to do simulcasting. And I came out here and we got really hammered. And then we're looking at the TVs. We're watching the Rockets-Lakers series. And we look at the TVs and see all this, you know, Armageddon going on around Houston. Walk to the parking lot. Water was up to my knees.
Oh, my.
And... by the time I got in the car and tried to get out, I just said, there's no way I can do it. So I go back, and my friend who was here, who has a Cadillac, and I had a big SUV at the time, he somehow got out. And so I try it again. I go the wrong way on the beltway to get out of here. Water coming over the hood. Somehow made it out.
Oh, my goodness.
I find out the next day, no, he didn't make it out. He was one of the cars I passed that was completely covered in water. Oh, all right. We're going to take a very quick break. We come back, we'll have Gym of the Day for you. And guess what? We're 3 minutes away from 50 Cent Beer. You know what? I think she might be letting people have it a little early. I don't know.
Oh, really?
Yeah, maybe so.
I mean, it's almost six.
Okay. Before we take a break, though, I have to tell you about Whitmire's. And I can tell you a lot about it because I was out there today, as a matter of fact. Swung by, picked up a bottle while I was there, and you can do that. And this is the best way to do racing at Sam Houston. You go out to Whitmire's before the races. You have a couple. Check out all the great products they have. Then get your butt in the car. It's less than 10 minutes away. I was here in 8 minutes from there. And they're right around the corner. It's great. They've got so many cool things now in that new cocktail bar and lounge. They've got foosball. They've got a pool table if you want to get in there and do that. They got that golf game that everybody loves, Golden Tee. I mean, they got you all set up. And they've got great products. And you can buy all the fantastic products that they have there. A lot of stuff that you can't get in the stores. Now, a lot of it you do get in the stores now because just go buy your specs and check them out, man, because they've got Whitmire's everywhere. But if you want to get some of these things, you got to go to the distillery. Go take a tour. Take a tour on Saturday. You can try them all. They're open today till 9 o'clock. They're open Thursdays and Fridays, 3 to 9. Saturdays from noon to 6. And, I got in a little bit early today because I know people. But I'm telling you, these guys are fantastic. They're on their way out here tonight for the races, Travis and Chris. Good friends. Houston's first distillery is Houston's best distillery. And give them a visit or give them a call. Visit Whitmire's.com. You can get all the information on the distillery tours. You want to have a private event, that's a place to have it. We're going to do a show out there. We're talking about that today, which is going to be a lot of fun. Visit them, 16711 Hollister, or go to Whitmire's.com. That's Whitmire's.com.
I got my own relationship with God, Lord.
Blitz on ESPN 97.5.